What if you got a new deal that comes up? What if you want to change something and you've got all these previous episodes that people like to binge and listen to? Well, now you literally can record up to 5 minutes on each and you hit one button and it'll replace them all.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to The Pop. And that's not a soda. That's the podcast on podcasting, actually. And I'm your host, AAA, and that's Adam A. Adams. And my guest on the show runs the podcast ETOP, which is Escape the Owner Prison Podcast. We've got actually Richard Walsh, and go and check out his podcast. I'm trying to remember. Do you remember what episode number I am on your show? I was just on there. I need to pull it up. Well, that's something I should have been prepared with. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you give us a little bit about your background. Tell us about your best-selling book real fast and tell us why you started a podcast called ETOP in the first place. So background, book, and ETOP. All right. So yeah, tell us a little bit about you while I look up your episode.
No problem. You should be in the top five or eight, last five or eight of them, just under your name. You'll see it. Yeah. Richard Walsh, Escape the Owner Prison was my best-selling book I wrote. I was a contractor business owner 30 years. And what I realized after the first 20 years, 08, 09 hit, the economy crashed. And so did my business. This business that I was at the top of my game, best in the business, thought I was doing great, and things all crumbled, and we can get into that another time. But a lot of reasons for that. I had to really look at when I lost everything, I had to start over from scratch. Again, six small children at the time. They're at six under 4 years old at the time, married. So I had to kind of reinvent, restart, move, change states, did the whole thing and started over and started to look at what happened as I started to build new businesses and realized that, you know, if it wasn't for me, there'd be no business. So it was always me chained to my business, doing every task, everything, being the front, the middle, the back of the business, everything else. And I realized that's a huge mistake because so many things you're not good at and you don't do. So I started to rechart the course, started to document all those mistakes, failures, along with the successes, and then created Escape the Owner Prison. I said, well, I got to put all this down for others. And I want people to be able to compress time, not make the mistakes I did, not lose their business because they didn't do a lot of little things that added up to one big thing. So wrote the book, launched that. It went great. So I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Now I started a coaching program. I started my ETOP Academy where I help people scale their businesses. And from there, I did the podcast. So then, because I love the podcast, you know, this is a great way to communicate, to share. I bring on guests all the time. Adam, you were a great guest on my show as well. And it's just a way to bring all this information in one place to people, to give them tips, tricks, people to follow, people to connect with, you know, because it's not about me. My ETOP podcast is about my guests. And that's what I really like about it. You know, one thing I always tell people, go, it's really made me a good listener. You can even validate that with my wife, because I listen much better now, because I was not a good listener before. But now I've actually gotten really good at it because I've done a bunch of these interviews and I really enjoy it. So ETOP podcast was birthed from the need to get that information out there, to bring more information in for the people who listen, people who are in my academy, and for myself. I get a ton of knowledge from having people on my podcast, and it's meeting great guests is just huge. To me, it's something, Adam, that, you know, 20 years ago, you'd have to be a rock star, okay, to be a pod. I mean, you're talking about to be on, you'd have to have a radio show, okay? You'd be Rush Limbaugh or someone, you know, but you have to, you can never do what we're doing now. You never have access to this information, this amount of experts, right? The way you can have your own conversation, you don't have to have commercials. I mean, it's just an unbelievable platform that it's my absolute favorite thing to do of everything I do. It truly is. Podcasting is my favorite thing to do.
Love it. So I looked it up while you were talking. I looked up the podcast and it came out on January 30th of 2021. So from the time we're recording, not long ago. And the title of it is Real Estate Master Investor, Adam Adams. But I realized that you don't have the episode numbers, which is probably why I didn't know how to answer that. But it's approximately episode 86-ish. Give or take like an episode or two, because you have like 88 episodes out today and it was just a few back. So cool stuff. Thanks for going into all of that. And I think I've gotten better at listening as well. I think it's helped me a lot as well. And just be a better communicator. One thing that I've noticed for me is all of the ums and ahs that I generally used to say. I started editing my own podcast. Now, it sounds like you have a producer that's doing your podcast. But for me, when I started out, I didn't know that there was producers. I thought that it would be way too expensive. I didn't think that I could hire somebody full time at, you know, $3,000 a month to do something like that. So I just did it myself. And in doing so, I realized that I said and quite a bit. And, you know, and okay, so I did all of those. And in doing my own post-production, editing the podcast, it was driving me crazy. It would drive me crazy because I would say, you know, four or five times in the same sentence or two. And I realized that not only did I become a better listener like you did with your wife, but I also just became a little bit better communicator and have more of an ability to speak without saying as much. I still say it, but that is a definite benefit that I've gotten since having my own podcast. So I want to jump into this. I really want to talk about your business, who you serve with your business. And just to be super clear, I'm not talking about the podcast specifically, mm-hmm. even if they're the same audience. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, who do you serve in business and how do you serve them?
I serve contractors in the trades and service industry. Okay, so guys who are doing everything from roofing to HVAC to plumbing, all that, right? Carpet cleaning, anything where you've got a service business. And what I do with that is I'm a business coach, right? I created the ETOP Academy, which is my online platform to take them through the whole scaling process, building their business to sell. And it's 12 different levels that they go through on that, and additional trainings, masterminds, all that kind of stuff. So that's how I serve them. That's who I serve them. And the goal is to kind of graduate. My ultimate mission is to help 10,000 business owners escape the owner prison, right? So I want to free people so they can have a really successful business, still do what they want, when they want. Because a lot of times what happened to me was if I didn't open the door that day, the business didn't run. And yeah. I don't want people to do that. I don't want them to find that out 10 years later after working 16 hours a day for 10 years and realizing why they don't make any more money than their foreman. You know, because that's what happens.
True.
You
know? True. So I had just an assistant who made so much more than me. So much more than me. And luckily she was in the US because there's at least that. But yeah, she was making like a ridiculous amount of money that one year. So one of my businesses, I grossed like 600 and something thousand. And in that business, it was the biggest year I had had. And I was stoked. And so I hired her and, you know, paid her well. And the bank account just drained fast. It drained so fast. And I was like, she's making more than me. I'm doing all the, well, she's probably doing all the work, but I'm the face of the company. So I was really mad about it. But anyway, then COVID came and she had to, you know, basically homeschool her kids. I know you do homeschooling for all six of your children,
yes, we do.
Which is remarkable and admirable. You know, for the rest of us, we're not crazy. And and so for me,
That's why my wife does it, Adam.
It was like, it was something that fell upon us during COVID era. All of a sudden we had to be teachers and run our business. And so I was grateful that I lost my assistant at the time that I did. Cause number one, I was almost out of money. I was completely almost out of money. She was making, I actually named her my COO because I was paying her so much. I didn't feel good telling my friends that she was an assistant. So she was making 10 grand a month. And finally, she had to go and do homeschool her kids. And I had to homeschool my kids because of what happened in March of 2020. But I know what it's like for sure, paying someone more than you're paying yourself. And that was super frustrating. So you help contractors specifically be able to scale that so they don't have to be shelling out more money to their foreman than they're making on their own. So got a few questions here. So that's how you serve them. And the next thing that I'm curious about is how does your podcast support that goal?
So everyone I bring on is an expert in some form of business. Right? Whether it's tech, it's sales, it's marketing, anything on that, right? Scaling. I just had one on for organization, you know, as far as organizing your office and ergonomic, all this stuff. So everything is about building your business. So that brings in these experts, because again, where can you get that many experts? Where can I get 80 experts to come in and spend an hour with me? I mean, it's unbelievable, right? So I take these great episodes, I put them in my knowledge bank also in my academy. So they always have access to those particular ones that really fit the academy. The other ones, they just, people can get them. And it's like, this just a whole nother free access to incredible learning. You know, that's how it really feeds that aspect of my business. That's why I love it so much.
And you mentioned, before I went on that tangent, you mentioned that your goal is to help 10,000 of these contractors be able to achieve that, which is outstanding goal. I expect, or I thought that I heard you say that you do one-on-one coaching and consulting, but I don't know if anybody could talk to 10,000 people one-on-one. So how are you going to achieve that?
Yeah, I stopped one-on-one. I don't do one-on-one anymore. And you can't leverage it. It's exhausting. I mean, it's great to get that connection, but I do what I call semi-private. So semi-private is group coaching, but it's very connected. Even in my online platform, my learning platform, you can have live discussions as they're working on the program. Stuff they can go back and forth with coaches or me, however I decide to build up and scale up the business. You know, so there's a lot of avenues to create leverage, because I need scalability. You know, there's no way one-on-one are you teaching 10,000 people. Well, maybe in 30 years. Okay. But I 10,000 I have is the 10-year goal, right? But I want them all the way through the academy, graduated, you know, really accomplishing these things and have the testimonials. So that's how I do want to do it.
Awesome. Love it. And the next question I have is the challenges that you needed to overcome in order to start your podcast.
First, people, what I found, I didn't have this real fear, but it's like, what do you do? I mean, you think you got to be the radio expert and you got to have a microphone in the studio and you got to have this and I got to rent. That's how I overcame it. I took my iPhone and I hit record and I did my first podcast, talked about a chapter in my book. And then look, I published it. I got onto Buzzsprout, which is my hosting platform. And there it was. There's number one. I'll make another one. I'll make another one. And I'm in the basement with the regular iPhone headphones and recording. It sounded great. I'm like, well, just because I'm about imperfect action. Just keep going.
Okay, cool.
You know, ignorance on fire is going to get you a lot further than all the planning in the world. So I just...
Interesting.
I was on fire. That. I was dumb and on fire, okay? But here I am now, 88 plus. You know, I'm doing... December, I did 30 interviews, 30 podcast interviews in December, you know, which is a big month. And this month, I'm on track for the same thing. So it's a lot of fun.
That's pretty insane to do that many interviews. And it does sound like having guests is a big part of your podcast. I wanted to find out just tips, tricks, strategies, what you found that helped you to be able to find so many guests, because 30 different interviews with somebody else, I think it's going to sound really overwhelming to the new podcaster that's trying to get into this. They might even be concerned saying, do I have to have 30 interviews if I'm going to have a podcast, 30 interviews in 1 month? Because maybe they only want to do 4 or 2 or some other number. And then the other question is, if they wanted to do 30 interviews or any number of interviews, how are you finding good guests for your show?
So here's what I did. First, you don't have to do that many. Okay, that just got like dumped on me. I asked for guests and I got just incredibly blessed with like all these. I have a really strong friends list on Facebook that I created who are all, it's 4,300 people who are basically all in the industry. Really weird, but I like handpicked. So when you can send we can send an invite out on Facebook who'd like to bring their expertise to my podcast, boom. I just next one. And then I get the greatest who then give me other people. So remember, you're always asking for a referral. Who do you know who'd be great? And that's how it started. And all of a sudden, like, wow, I got a lot of people. So what I did, part of the technique of what I did was I pick certain days. I do 3 or 4 interviews in a day. I dedicate the day for that. I know they're hour-long interviews. And then put that in my calendar. People call. They pick it. It's good. Now I know what's going on for the next 60 days. So they have 60 days to book a time, and that's a rolling 60 days. So that worked really well. Now, I did that. There's a great site called podbooker.com. It's a new site, or probably one of the best out there. You can get on that. There's free and paid versions and all that. You've got every podcast you can imagine there. He's got thousands now, I think, but unbelievable. And there's a few other ones, other Facebook groups. I got into Facebook groups, podcast collaboration and things like that. Get in there where they find a guest, be a guest, that kind of thing. There's another one called podcastguests.com. you can get on that, and you can find guests. So I start looking for the guests, you know, and I start courting the guests. And there's a whole nother process to that that I learned. Yes, I'm a great expert. I've got all this authority, but there's still just telling someone that isn't always a way to get on as a guest or to get guests. People are usually more willing to come on your show than they are to let you on their show.
Awesome. Well, I just used PodBooker as well. And I just was looking up, I don't know if you heard me typing or not, but I literally just pulled up podcast collaboration on Facebook just to see what it's all about. And I'm gonna jump on there and see what it's about. So thank you for the tips. Really appreciate it. I'm stoked to jump in and delve into it a little bit more deeply. One of the things that you said was Calendly.com. And Calendly is something that I use as well. And it's really benefited me. Now, it doesn't have to be Calendly if you're listening. There's other companies that do this too, but Calendly is great. There's really no issue with them. And it's just an obvious direction to be able to go to Calendly.com. And I set up a page where it's Adam Adams, and then I have a / whatever the interview is about. So I've got some meetings for passive investors in my apartment communities. I've got some meetings for this podcast on podcasting, and I've got some meetings scheduled for my podcast. It's called Apartment Investing Show. That's what I do as a side business. I invest in a commercial real estate. So I've got all of these Calendly's set up, you know, a 10-minute call one, you know, one for this and that and the other, you know, discovery calls for people that want to work with me as a podcast coach and get their podcast launched, all of that set up in Calendly. So this is huge. You can do a free version, by the way, if you're listening and you want to try Calendly, you don't have to pay for it. Once you set it up with one email, it'll give you one free booking. All you want to do is just your podcast. That's awesome. For me, I have to do a paid version because I want to be able to move people into my world through real estate and other things too. So just know that. And then something that Richard mentioned was really valuable to you, but you might not have noticed it. So I'm just going to point it out to you now. He mentioned that he's doing a few episodes 3 days a week. So he's basically time blocked his calendar from other things so that it's only this one thing. That way he knows how to schedule his day. I do the same thing. Podcast day for me happens to be Wednesdays. And when I'm managing multiple shows, I move everybody into there so I can have 7 interviews possible on a Wednesday from 8 until 5. I need to leave at 5 and get my kids. So I open all of that up and I go to my office and I know that it's going to be booked because I'm doing podcast outreach. Maybe not as hardcore as Richard is because I might be doing, you know, 6 to 7 interviews, 3 to 4 Wednesdays a month. And that other Wednesday is when I hold my mastermind group where I run it. So I don't do podcast interviews on that day. But that's just to hopefully extract what Richard's always already said and make sure that it's really, really tangible to you, the listener. Richard, you mentioned Calendly. I want to know if there's any other automation tools that you're using that is helping you with your podcast. For example, you could mention any type of a way that your interviews go to the cloud, how your virtual assistant or your team takes it, whatever that is. Just give something tangible in addition to Calendly.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, so I have Zoom, right? That's what I do all mine on. And I have the pro version now, so I can do them on my phone. You can do them on your laptop for free, one-on-one. So if you're just starting, you want to do them on your laptop, it works great, right? So it'll record it. You can download it. Good to go. You can upload it from there into your host platform or whatever. In the cloud on your phone, now you can record. The free version of Zoom, you can't record on your phone. You can't have. So this way I can be anywhere because I do audio only. I can be anywhere and do my podcast. I don't have to be in my studio. I don't have to be there. So that's helpful. The other tool is getting that platform, you know, a host who puts me on all of them, right? So I mentioned Buzzsprout, buzzsprout.com. So they launch on everything from Spotify to Apple to Amazon to everything, right? So I'm on all the, and they do it all. You publish once, it goes to every single one of them. So I'm on all those. So it makes that very easy. And that's very inexpensive. You can start very cheap. I think $8 a month. They have a free version. I don't recommend you do that unless you're going to upgrade because after 3 months, it disappears. You'll be really sad. you know, I started in 2019 and poof, they were all gone. So I got to start over again in 2021. So
congratulations.
Yes. So being between those little hurdles. But the other thing that I found is great is having that once you get into like Buzzsprout, they offer tools inside there, free tools. Like I do the visual soundbite. So I can do up to 60 seconds. I can snip a soundbite right from the recording that I uploaded. And it's video, so it'll you can post on social media. Just click the play button. It'll play the audio. See? So it's really cool. And it's got a little sound wave, and you can make it whatever you want, do the color. So that's one thing. They've also now got a thing called dynamic content. All right? So you know you have your intro and your outro at the end, right? Like, you got a recorded, pre-recorded deal on the intro. I'm so-and-so, and let's talk to our guest today. And then the outro, you got thanks for listening, subscribe, this and this. But what if you got a new deal that comes up? What if you want to change something, right? And you've got all these previous episodes that people like to binge and listen to. Well, now you literally can record up to 5 minutes on each and you hit one button and it'll replace them all like in like 5 minutes.
So that, yeah, you could insert a bumper or an ad in the middle somewhere maybe
yep.
with, like replace the old ad for the new one. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. They do it only on the intro and outro though, not in the middle, but intro, okay. outro. And then going forward, you can do whatever episode you upload. You can add it to just that, or okay. you could change them all. So that's a pretty cool piece of tool.
I may have misunderstood one thing. So I just want to be clear. Do you edit your own podcast or do you give that to a team?
I do it myself. And here's the trick for especially okay. guys starting out.
I did misunderstand. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Because I'm not into all that. I don't want to be bothered. I'm a doer. Get it done. Upload it. Okay. 30 interviews in a month. I got to, who's going to edit that? Okay. So I do have a son who likes to edit. If I really need something edited, if something was really bad in the podcast, he can knock it out. But the way I do my conversations, I start and we go an hour and we're done. You did it with me, Adam. That's it. I don't mess with it. I made sure and now the dynamic content is added automatically when they upload into Buzzsprout.
Okay.
I don't have to do anything.
Cool.
Because I don't like all the, and I get it. Let me just say, I get like, you can make these, there's guys who spend like 3 hours editing their one podcast. Okay. I have a life. I can't be doing that. Okay. I'm not doing that. But it's important. So it's all about what you want to offer. Mine are very conversational. So a little bit of background noise, as long as it's not someone steam cleaning the carpets like one lady was, if I don't have that, it's all good. This is a very enjoyable conversation.
What is the biggest challenge that you're currently facing with your podcast?
Probably getting reviews. Okay. Now okay. I asked before, I asked after. I want reviews. I asked them to do two things. Hit the subscribe button because that takes nothing. You don't never have to listen. Just hit the subscribe button and then write a review. Scroll down, hit that 5-star, write me a review because that's how it helps you build. The more reviews, that's the word of mouth, right? That's today's word of mouth is reviews. And the more people can see, obviously, the more authority you gain. So, and people, their intentions are good. They're going to do it. But then
it's 100%.
They don't do it right then, and yeah. poof, it's gone. And if you don't remind them 4 times, maybe on the 5th time, they'll do it for you. And there's no malice there. I'm not mad at people. I'm just like, I get it. But it's reviews are tough. They're tough, even for best-selling books.
Yeah.
You see it out there. They've been bestseller for 5 years and they've got 40 reviews. They've sold 40,000 copies. They have like 37 reviews. 40,000 copies. So you understand that it's a challenge. Yeah. The review thing is a challenge.
So I'm actually today, I'm sending out the podcast interview that I had with you on your show. And I will ask for reviews. I'll do that. So don't know. Maybe we'll get 3. Who knows what we'll get, but I'll ask for them.
It's 3 more. Three more is huge.
Cool. So I'll try to support you in that. What is a challenge that you've overcome? Like, I want to think about this. How long have you had your podcast with the 88 episodes so far?
1 year. January 28th of last year. Yeah, till now.
Okay. So you've had this podcast for about a year, and the one thing you're working on now is reviews, but what's something that you've found to be a bigger challenge than expected, maybe, like before you became a podcaster, that you were able to overcome and you're glad you did?
In the podcast space?
Yeah, just podcasting. Yeah, promoting it, getting guests, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think the consistency aspect of podcasting, because a lot of people, what I've noticed too, is like, you know, and I don't launch every week. I don't do one a week because I'd never get to them all. Right. So I did 30 in December. It'd be 30 weeks before I could put your podcast out if we did it today. Right. So who wants that? You know, that's not helping my audience. I have too many guests to, so I'm like, I had to figure out everyone, oh, you need to do it. I'm not real good at taking direction from people, but they should do it this way. So I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to post 10 right now. Boom, there's 10. And I give them to each person who did them. It's your job to spread it. Here, this is you. This was your hour. I did this for you. I'd appreciate if you share it with your group because it's helping you, just like you're going to do for me, which is awesome, right? So I don't need to have the show every week, right? Because most of us now will binge. We'll listen to two or three or four and be done. I'm not anxiously awaiting the next podcast release next week for anybody, me personally, right? So I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I can't wait till Wednesday at 2 o'clock when he releases his next one. Okay, there's no magic like that happening in my life, you know? So I learned that. Just get them done. Get as many as you can. Don't follow that model. You know, because people kept telling me you got to do it that way. And I'm just like, but it's not my thing. You know, that's not how I want to do this. I can't get out enough information that fast. So that was a big hurdle there. The other thing I found, Adam, was too many people in this space are being a hobbyist. Okay, they're doing a podcast as a hobby. Oh, I'd like to have one. So they start, they brand it, they do a cool picture, and they have five episodes and they're ghost. Okay. Then you go to ask them if you want to be a guest on there, they never return the call. They never respond to you. They're just you're the perfect guest for them, right? You're their ideal guest. You're who they wrote about and who they want to start doing. And they never respond because they're hobbyists. They got tired of it and they stopped. You gotta persevere, you know, because after episode 10. Guess what? No one's still listening. All right. You got your mom and maybe your brother and a friend, okay, who are listening to your podcast. But until you keep going and you keep posting and keep getting out there, that's what I had to do. Keep letting people know every week, every third day, here's another podcast. Here's another podcast. Here's another podcast. And now it's taking the traction. Now I had an NBA coach the other day. I have Navy SEALs. I got publishers, I got big time authors. All of a sudden, guess who wants to be on my podcast? You know, the level's up and up. And now they share. And now that was the challenge, is hanging in there, is really hanging in there and persevering so that you can get to where you want to go, because it doesn't happen overnight.
Awesome. Well, let's do this. A couple quick things. Number one, remind the listener how they find your podcast and your book. And if there is a way that you want them to reach out to you and get a hold of you separately, let them know that too. And then finally, just give us the most epic tip that we have not mentioned on this podcast yet that you think we need to do as new podcasters to be able to have a great show.
Okay.
I know that was a lot.
That's okay. You go to escapetheownerprison.com. That's my website. You can pretty much get everything there. Okay. ETOP podcast, ETOP, Escape the Owner Prison, ETOP podcast. That's what you can find on Apple, Spotify, every platform. I think I'm on 13 or 14, 15 different platforms. Okay. So go to ETOP podcast, subscribe and review, as we talked about. It's important. So if you've got a podcast, you've got to be consistent. Keep going with this thing. Okay. Do not give up. You know, keep getting guests, keep posting your own content and be consistent with it. You know, again, it doesn't matter if it's one a week or 10 a week, just be consistent and keep doing that. That's going to help you in a big way. So ETOP podcast, we've got escapetheownerprison.com is the website on there. What was the last, the huge tip? Ready for the huge tip?
Yes.
Ready for the huge tip. I know I already said this about not being a hobby, but the biggest thing I think is just having faith in what you're doing and just don't give up on this stuff. Keep pushing it out there and ask for the subscriptions and the reviews. You know, I know we spoke about that before, but reviews are huge. They make a difference in everything you do. You got a brick and mortar business. It's the same thing. You know, you got to get people talking about what you do and get you in those rankings so people can find you. I think that's my biggest tip.
I completely agree. EscapeTheOwnerPrison.com. That website is in the show notes. This has been Richard Walsh, and thank you for adding so much value to the podcast. I'm your host, Adam A. Adams. And if you want to grow your show, just go to growyourshow.com.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.